Well, so much for trusting internet product reviews. By now you've heard about the couple who wrote a bad review on the internet about a website from which they'd placed an order that never came. Owner of the site then told the couple they were being fined $3,500 for the bad review. When the couple ignored the fine, the company reported to one or more credit reporting agencies that the couple had an unpaid debt of $3,500, ruined their credit for a couple of years. Now it's going to court. This story struck me because we had a personal incident with a bad internet review. After months trying to find a discontinued part to fix our ovens, we had to spend thousands to order new ovens from the maker. Then they asked us to write a review of their products and services. So we sent an unflattering review of our difficult experience with the company and its products. They replied, quote, "We appreciate your time to write a review for the double wall ovens. Unfortunately, your review did not meet our guidelines and will not be posted on our website," end quote. I won't tell you the brand because they might ruin my credit rating, but suffice to say, so much for trusting product reviews you see on the internet.
John Malmo is a Memphis marketing consultant who advises companies on their advertising and marketing. To ask Mr. Malmo your own question, visit askmalmo.com.